All right, next up we have Seaman Ski with Melton Mowbray.
Growing up, the cinema seemed better days. But now the flea pit is a much nicer place. The Bell Center stayed the same. I guess some things never change.
This song is a lot of fun, and it has this infectious vibe to it. You know, it's just a great listen. The problems that I had clocked with his round one backing vocals are mostly not a problem in this song. The backing vocals are tighter, and when they're loose, they don't interfere with the lead. And also, I think the piano work is great and fun, and the vocal work is really impressive throughout. You know, I suspect that this song is going to rank pretty high with most of the judges.
Yeah, and I'll say I like this song a lot, too. One of, I think, Szymanski's strengths is he's really good at coming up with a catchy chorus. He has got a talent. He's for your popcorn brain and, you know, whatever else it's going to be at getting a chorus that just sticks in your mind with that, like, at the end of this one. It's just like, you know, I'm just walking to the car and doing that in my head. You know, it's very, very sticky musical songs. You know, I enjoy the sort of stops that are sort of unexpected in it. The one sort of potentially a little bit negative feedback I'd have is that he sometimes uses a lot of vibrato in his voice. And again, maybe it's a taste thing, but in the opening, sort of in the intro part, there's a lot of vibrato on that. And, you know, I don't have great breath control. I have vibrato in my voice that I don't do a great job of controlling a lot of the time. And if it's a choice, more to you. But if it's something that's happening, you know, and you don't necessarily want to do it, you know, it's maybe strike that. I'm not sure if it's a choice or not. But if it is a choice, then maybe a little bit less vibrato, because I honestly found it a little bit distracting, only in the intro.
Yeah, the intro was a little bit slow to start, and I was thankful when things were like all of a sudden picked up considerably as the intro faded, which I thought was really cool. I thought the piano sounded super punchy and is like really energetically played, which I think really helped. I could just imagine this as being a theme song for like a version of TV's The Office set in Melton Mowbray.
Famous for their pork pies, apparently.
Apparently.
Cold.
Yeah.
Of all things.
The lyrics are kind of a mix of a tourist brochure and just reflections of someone returning to their hometown after many years. Kind of a weird mix. The singing is quite good, and I think that vibrato is sort of like a sauce. If you like the sauce, you like the vibrato, but like too much sauce can ruin the dish. So you want to be a little bit more sparing with it. From what I was able to Google, the town has three major claims to fame: the pork pies, as you mentioned, but also Stilton cheese and fox hunting. So I'm trying to imagine Szymanski, you know, on a horse with a bunch of dogs chasing fox around with other aristocrats. So I think that's pretty cool. The reason I looked up what the town was famous for is because I was wondering if it was like infamous. Like if saying that I'm from Melton Mowbray is like saying that I, you know, I'm from the wrong side of the tracks, or nothing but murderers and scoundrels live in this town or something. You know, sort of
you're
based,
the worst soccer hooligan.
Yeah, like based on the intensity of the chorus, it's just like proclaiming I'm from this place. I, you know, and it's terrible.
Or he's my proud.
And
proud,
my parents still live here. Like, are his parents fox hunters? Like, I mean, you know, maybe if you're from there, you kind of understand, oh, he's one of those people, you know. I don't know.
I just assumed it was hometown pride to be, you know, this is where I'm from, you know. He was talking about how so many times in songs, like, people that don't live in the United States will pick a place, like, you know, like the Leaving L.A. from Panna Cotta last round, because it's just got recognizable landmarks. And I think Szymanski was like, well, I'm going to go write a song in England because we don't do that ever. I think he did a good job. And I think it's like, you know, it sounds sort of sad when he's like, you know, I moved to, you know, was it North Sheffield? But my folks still live, you know, so I'll still be back there every weekend. You know,
okay.
Like,
I was
you can take the pork pie out of Mowbray, but you can't take it.
I grew up in this place called Lacey, Washington, which is an absolute shithole. So I was happy to leave it. So I think that's what my perspective was.
There were so many jokes about Lacey underwear. but there's also like a pretty strong tradition of writing songs about where you are and where you're from. And one of the really good examples is Edric Haleen did really well with Lansing, Michigan. And like it back way back in like, I think Spintoons 2, it's an acapella, really impressive sort of a thing. Spintoons number 2, round 1, it looks like everybody did a song for like their hometown. And the one that kind of escaped that though is Lansing, Michigan, because of course Tommy would play it a lot, and with good reason. It's a really charming, funny, good song. But so is this, really, this Melton Mowbray, which none of us are ever going to go to, unfortunately.
I mean, I might now, but it wasn't on the list before, so it's serving its purpose.